This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. NATO is relocating staff from Ukraine's capital, Kiev, to Lviv in the west of the country and to the Belgian capital, Brussels, for their safety, an alliance official said Saturday. The Ukraine is not a member of NATO, and the alliance does not have any forces there. An official told AFP, the safety of our personnel is paramount, so staff have been relocated to Lviv and Brussels. Since the late 1990s, NATO has maintained two offices in Kiev, a NATO liaison office and a NATO information and documentation center. Several Western countries have already moved diplomats from Kiev to Lviv, located near the border with Poland, in anticipation of Russian military action. Brussels hosts NATO's headquarters. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Saturday that every indication indicates that Russia is planning a full-fledged attack against Ukraine. Stoltenberg has previously said the alliance will not deploy any forces into Ukraine to defend it from any Russian aggression. But NATO members have sent forces to neighboring countries which are alliance members. And Stoltenberg has said NATO member countries will vigorously react to any Russian action in those territories under its collective defense pact. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the more than 150,000 Russian troops that have amassed at Ukraine's border are now poised to strike. He spoke with reporters in Lithuania, where the Lithuanian president has called for an increased U.S. troop presence. And at the annual Munich Security Conference on Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris warned that Russia's plan was already unfolding. She warned that Russia would mask its aggression, as she called it, by pleading ignorance and innocence. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says that now is the moment of truth to determine whether Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers can be salvaged. Scholz said Saturday at an annual security conference in Munich that the Iranian leadership needs to make a choice. But Iran's foreign minister said it's up to Western countries to show flexibility. He said the ball's now in their court. Negotiators from Iran and Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China are working in Vienna to restore life to the accord. The agreement granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled that he wants to rejoin the deal from which the U.S. withdrew in 2018. Rescue teams in Greece are searching a burning ferry for 12 people believed to be missing after the ferry caught fire in the Ionian Sea while en route to Italy. The ferry was burning for a second day Saturday while passengers described a frightening evacuation from it. Firefighters worked all night to try to extinguish the blaze on the Euroferry Olympia, which was carrying more than 290 passengers and crew. Most were evacuated. One truck driver said when he got onto a rescue boat that he had, quote, escaped from hell. A Greek Coast Guard spokeswoman told AP that none of the 12 missing people had been found. The ferry was traveling from Greece to Brindisi in Italy. Crews are clearing fallen trees and working to restore power to about 400,000 people in Britain as Western Europe cleans up from one of the most damaging storms in years. Named Storm Eunice by the British and Irish Weather Services, the Friday storm was the second to hit the region in a week. At least 12 people were killed, many by falling trees in Ireland, Britain, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Germany. The UK's National Rail Association said routes across most of Britain remain affected on Saturday morning. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that U.S. health regulators are looking at authorizing a potential fourth dose of a COVID-19 vaccine in the fall. Citing sources familiar with the matter, the Food and Drug Administration has been reviewing data to authorize a second booster dose of the messenger RNA vaccines from Pfizer and partner BioNTech and vaccines from Moderna, according to the report. The FDA did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The agency last month cut the interval to get a booster dose in the United States of COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and BioNTech, as well as from Moderna, in a bid to provide better protection sooner against the Omicron variant. The report added no decision was final, and it could be necessary to make booster shots available earlier if a new variant appears. Marissa Melton, the